This is Mindy Mizell, Global Public Relations Director with International Justice Mission, from the newsroom today, talking with one of our IJM investigators who is presently in Accra, Ghana, as he is wrapping up more than a week of investigative work and rescue operations that have been taking place in Ghana on Lake Volta. Our investigator cannot be named at this point due to sensitivities, but we do have him on the phone being able to talk to us at this time. Investigator, can you just tell us a little bit about the situation on Lake Volta and why it was so important to go back out there to conduct rescue operations to end slavery on the lake?
November of 2013, we came here based on information that several thousand small children were being forced to work in fishing boats on the lake. And so at that time, we came here with no knowledge at all about what the context would hold, how big the problem was, if it existed at all. And when we got here, we found it to be one of the most horrific things that we had seen in the work that we do. When we got here, we interviewed over 1,000 kids and saw them in the most horrible condition on these boats, working anywhere from 10 to 18 hours a day, physically abused in the most awful ways, not fed, the majority of them sick. And we knew that this was something that IJM had to impact, since few, if any, people were actually doing so.
Now, Investigator, I know there has been a lot of work done behind the scenes over the past year to finally get to this point that this March 2015, our IJM crews would now be able to go onto the lake and actually conduct rescue operations. And over the past week, those first rescue operations began taking place. Can you describe for us what the operation was like, and was it a success?
Well, I will call it a success. We had a target number of 30 kids that we wanted to rescue on this first one, and we wanted to get as many perpetrators in custody as we could related to that number. And so we were able to arrest 7 perpetrators and rescue 30 kids from the lake. So in regard, I would certainly say that it was a success.
I know there were many challenges at bay, especially since boats needed to be in place and crews had to be in place. But I know one of the most successful stories having come out of this is that a young man by the name of Gideon was being able to be rescued. And I understand that you personally met this young man 2 years ago and wanted to also make him a part of this rescue operation because you personally knew just how dire his situation was. Investigator, can you tell us a little bit about that, the background on this young man, and then having been able to be a part of his rescue over the past weekend?
Certainly. Well, yes, we met Gideon on our first trip onto the lake in November of 2013 and met him about 3 weeks in, where we had already interviewed about 500 kids. And all of those kids up to that point were very, very exhausted. They were very reluctant to speak to us for fear of their owners, except for Gideon. Gideon appeared to have something of a mental disability, but still could speak and still had his faculties about him. And as we pulled up next to him, he immediately reached out to me and begged me to take him out of the situation, saying that the man that was his owner was, as he called him, wicked and had beaten him every day since he had been with the man for 11 years. And Gideon described being hungry and just wanting more than anything to get off the boat. And something about Gideon just connected with me more than any of the other children, such that having to leave him that day and continue our assessment pretty much haunted me for the next year and a half. And so going back this time, our focus was to start by pulling him off the lake. So we targeted the area where we thought Gideon might be found as our target area for the entire rescue operation. We had investigators here go out onto the lake for 3 weeks prior to the rescue. And actually, the day before the rescue, Ashley stumbled across him in a village. And so was kind of a needle in a haystack. We had a rough location where he was at. We had a GPS coordinate, but it was a ways off because he had moved in the place where we initially found him, but our investigator asked enough questions to where people eventually directed him to Gideon. And so on the day of the rescue operation, the investigator went to his village in an undercover capacity and told the owner that he was taking Gideon out to just give him some food and so forth, and the guy didn't care. And so our investigator took him out, put him on a boat, and brought him back to us. And after we had him in our control, then we went ahead and commenced with our rescue operation.
Investigator, I know this had to be a very challenging time, considering even the lake itself is 600 miles wide, and like you said, it's like trying to find somebody in a needle in a haystack, and yet you were able to rescue Gideon after so much time had passed. What was that moment like personally for you?
It was a huge burden lifted off my shoulder. Like I said, the second I met Gideon, I had an attachment to him, and just this sense of guilt in leaving him behind what I knew was the worst of conditions. And then, frankly, I assumed that he would be dead by the time we got back. Just he looked so physically abused and so sick on the day that we met him. And so when they went back the second time and found him, he was even skinnier and even more, even worse condition. And so when they pulled him off and actually brought to the boat, it was a pretty emotional moment. Gave him a big hug, and he mentioned the guy that's translating for him that he had met me a year and a half or 2 years before, by his estimation, and had pretty much expected every day for me to come back and get him. And the mere fact that he remembered me as much as I remembered him was pretty moving for me. And so we brought him on the boat that day. Changed it, gave him some clothes, sat him down, and he just grabbed a hold of my leg and wouldn't let go. And it was like the whole thing was a dream that he was afraid was going to go away.
Wow, what a moving story. I was going to ask you if he remembered you, and that's just so compelling to hear of you two being reunited. Now, moving forward, Investigator, I know this is just the beginning for IJM to do this type of work in Ghana. Before we close out, can you just tell me of what's to come in the next year? Are more rescue operations now planned?
Yes, there is one other child that we were focused on as well, and he was a very small boy, maybe 3-4 years old, and also had a really huge impact on me and my partner when we did that investigation in November of 2013. And his picture was really poignant and has been shown in a number of different public venues where people have seen this child, and now many people want to go back and get him. And so we know roughly where this child is, and it's about 45 minutes away from where Gideon was. And so as of this week, we are starting our investigative efforts, going out to the lake each day and trying to find him, so that hopefully between now and May, when the next rescue operation occurs, we will know where he is, who he is, and start our next operation by taking him off the lake first, as we did with Gideon.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. It gives us a lot to be praying for over the next weeks and months to come, and we just thank you for taking the time to really invest in the children of Lake Volta in Ghana, and then taking the time to also tell us about what had happened. For those who want to learn more about the type of work that IJM does to end slavery, not only in Ghana, but also worldwide, we just ask for those who are listening to this to go to our website. It's ijm.org.